There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
We're back with more Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. With you in studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Rich Paul.
And Mark.
And join us via Skype. That Skype username, lrn.fm. You do have to send a contact request first. But once that's done, we'll approve it, and as soon as we notice, it just takes usually about a show segment. We'll spot it, approve you, and then at that point, it's easy for you to call us via Skype. We've already talked about smuggling of birds and prohibition of ownership and sale and trade of animals and how that is resulting in species that are endangered becoming more so endangered, that there are more animals, those animals that are dying as a result of the fact that they're now being brought into the black market and smuggled and put into really dangerous kind of shipping conditions. What happened recently was that 24 cockatoos were found shoved in one at a time into water bottles.
So like individual plastic, water bottles, yeah. Like a liter bottle or something.
No, not even. I don't even know if it was a liter. Maybe. But yeah, I'm thinking 2 liters. So, yeah, maybe. Just kind of like a standard 20-ounce or 24-ounce water bottle, what you normally carry.
A bottle big enough to put a bird in.
Yeah.
Just barely.
So, if you want to put a stop to that, then the only solution is to legalize the trading of animals. To legalize the ownership, the raising, the sale, and the possession of animals. There's no other way around it. There's no set of government rules that is going to satisfy the people who want to protect these animals.
Well, there probably has been some instance somewhere where the government's put some kind of rules on protecting an animal and has, you know, that animal has increased its population, and you can point to that and say, look, we had a success. I'm thinking of, for instance, the Florida alligator. When I was a kid, the alligator was called a threatened species, or maybe they called it endangered before they had the term threatened. I'm not entirely sure. I'm remembering back to the early 80s. And this was in Florida. And everybody in Florida said, this animal is not endangered.
Yeah.
But essentially, they had said that, meh. Like, the idea was, what I had heard all along was, is that basically the government didn't know what the hell they were talking about when they said, when they stopped people from hunting alligators. And then at some point, they're like, oh yeah, really, there are a bunch more alligators than we thought. Looks like we saved them.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sure that there are instances like this, and maybe sometimes these laws have worked, and that's really awesome that they have worked. I'm not saying every single time that you're going to have problems with your prohibition on this, but I'm willing to say that it is less effective than simply making it legal for people to buy, sell, and trade. You know, protect your wild species. If you've only got a breeding pair left in the wild of western black rhinos, protect, you know, put the laws in place to protect them, and that's fine. But let people possess babies and these sort of things in order to be able to breed them, because there's currently, as I understand it, not even any captive western black rhinos. And this is because somebody said, well, we can't do that. That's bad. We don't want to have zoos have these things because zoos are bad. And, you know, there's all these stories behind them. So if you just allow people to trade in them, that will solve the problem. I want wild animals, you know, out in their habitat as much as anyone, but that means that we're going to have domesticated ones so that people get what they want, whether they want a tiger penis or a rhino horn or whatever it is that they want.
Is that a thing, tiger penis?
I believe it is.
Yeah, it's a fertility treatment in the Far East.
You're supposed to eat it?
I don't know.
I don't think it's a suppository,
Ian. It's dried and ground, and so I don't know if you snort it or make tea.
Oh, my.
Ingest is probably safe.
Yeah. All right, so share your thoughts here on smuggling animals, legalizing them, and let's talk about some other smuggling now. There's another story. This one's from Vice.com, one of my favorite news websites. This is about the dark web. Now, we've talked a lot about the dark web here on Free Talk Live and have been following the case of the Silk Road very, very closely with Ross Ulbricht, who was actually going to be sentenced at the end of this month. It was going to be in the middle of May. He'll be sentenced at the end. He's the guy who's found guilty of running the world's most infamous underground drug marketplace. But these drug marketplaces also sell other things, so fake IDs. I don't know if they have an animals category. I'll have to go and check it out, see if they've got any illegal animals that they're selling there in the underground on these dark net websites. But there, according to Vice.com, there have been tales of suspected controlled deliveries by police and seizure letters from customs agents that are so prevalent in the dark web community that some have written them off as FUD, fear, uncertainty, and doubt, planted by law enforcement to dissuade people from buying drugs online. Others merely think.
Do you remember the, what was this billboard for Think It's Dry Right Now, Wait Until Whatever? Do you remember the...
I remember that story.
Back in the day when, you know, the claim was this billboard existed that, you know, was always talking about how the police had busted this, you know, marijuana and it's dry or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
Help me out here. I don't think I'm doing a good job of explaining it.
I don't know if you remember this, Rich. This was probably a decade ago. I mean, it feels like it's been forever since we talked about this, but we had people call. Were we a local show when that happened,
yes.
Mark?
Yeah.
This was a long time ago then. So
we were still in Sarasota, Florida.
Yeah. Were they calling saying it was in the area?
One guy called one time, and then other people were like, yeah, I saw it, man. I'm not really sure where.
So the claim was there was a billboard saying, if you think it's dry now, just wait a week or something like that. I forget what the time frame was you were supposed to wait.
As though you could deploy a billboard in that amount of time.
I mean, what? What would the billboard...
Well, yeah, billboards stay where they are for a long time,
yeah,
and they take a long time to get out there. You would have to have
print
them printed.
It
and,
or maybe it was just wait till the summer. I don't know what the time frame was. It was like, if you think it's dry now, just wait. And I think it was supposedly from some drug interdiction squad,
the DEA,
or you know, the local drug task force. I don't know who was the supposed sponsor, but it was some sort of prohibitionist group. And it seemed like an urban legend because everyone who called about this sign, they never would admit to having seen it themselves. It was
or they wouldn't be able to tell you where they saw it.
Right. It was always someone who they knew who'd seen the sign, or like Mark said, they couldn't identify the actual location of this sign, this supposed gloating sign from the DEA. And
as though the DEA's ever made it dry as far as marijuana goes.
It would actually be fun to look that up now and see, you know, what the internet knows about those supposed signs. But Mark, what was the point you were making by bringing that sign up?
I'm not even sure now. You know, there's just a failure, I guess. I'm not entirely sure.
So anyway, the idea here from the Vice story is that there's these stories of busts happening from these underground marketplaces that are so prevalent, but there's no real, there hasn't been at least...
Oh, there was the urban legend aspect of it. That this is an urban legend.
Okay. That there hasn't been much evidence of these actual cases. So people are telling, you know, there's claims on the dark net about all these busts, but there's very little to actually point to as far as here's some proof this really happened. Now it looks like it's actually happened. The case of the United States of America versus Harold Bates, who's been charged with drug trafficking, might change those skeptical perceptions. It reads like a darknet drug user's nightmare. According to a court memorandum from April, Bates's case began when U.S. Postal Service investigators opened a suspicious package containing methylone, a synthetic stimulant similar to MDMA, and found that an IP address originating from Bates's home in Massachusetts had been tracking the parcel and others like it sent to him from Hong Kong.
Ah, the tracking.
Bates also received USPS notifications about the package's status on his personal email account. So first up,
bad plan.
Yeah, let's get it right out there out front here. This guy screwed up. He ordered drugs from some manufacturer in China or Hong Kong or whatever. They shipped it to him. They gave him the tracking information, and he, with no protection whatsoever.
No VPN.
No ProXPN or
anything.
He didn't
use ProXPN, and he didn't use a throwaway email address.
No, he used his own personal email address.
You know.
He didn't use Tor. You know, he could have put in different levels of security on top of this when he was going. If he really wanted to check the status of the package, he could have used Tor. He could have used ProXPN. He could have actually used Tor through ProXPN. And then he would have been, I think, much safer in doing that. But let's talk more about the case.
You're probably true.
Yeah, let's talk more about the case. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. The dark net isn't perfect, but usually it has more to do with the errors of the users than the network itself. There's more coming up on Free Talk Live. You can share your thoughts here, and we're also on Skype at username lrn.fm.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out. Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs.
Bad breath and bad gas.
Chew himself raw. Sticky, gooey, smelly.
She scratched incessantly.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
And all it took was one container of Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, and alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
She has gotten this puppy look. Her coat has sheen.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
My vet was completely blown away.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Thank you.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here to take your calls. If you make them, you can bring up anything you want. And we'll talk more about the underground drug marketplaces where a takedown has happened of one alleged drug dealer there. Although it sounds like he was actually a buyer in this particular case. We'll tell you more about it, though, here in moments. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number, because most dealers do have to buy their product at some point. So I think that he was buying from a wholesaler is the impression that I'm getting, with the intention of probably reselling. But we'll continue with that discussion. And you can also bring up anything you want. We talked quite a bit about the illegal animal trade and how to protect animals by legalizing them, by making it legal to own and sell them. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And Mark, you're going to Freedom Fest, aren't you?
I am. I'm looking forward to go to Freedom Fest. It's going to be from the 8th through the 11th, July 8th through the 11th, 2015, at the Planet Hollywood in Las Vegas. So it's a great venue, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really going to enjoy myself. There's all kinds of big names that are going to be there. This is the largest gathering of free minds in the world, and it's called Discover the New American Dream this year. The big deal, probably the biggest deal ever at one of these events, is the debate between Paul Krugman and Steve Moore. Now, Steve Moore is the Wall Street Journal columnist and chief economist for the Heritage Foundation. Paul Krugman is the Nobel Prize winning economist and New York Times columnist. And
idiot.
Yeah, full-on Keynesian, right? They're going to debate austerity versus stimulus, red state versus blue state, flat tax versus progressive tax. I want to hear what Krugman has to say on these things. I know what I think when it comes to economics, but this guy is going to be the very best at defending what it is that's the opposite of it. And I'm just fascinated what's going to go on. Peter Thiel, Steve Wynn, Steve Forbes, John Mackey, Harris Rosen. Other successful business leaders are going to be there. There's also going to be Grover Norquist, Congressman Alan West, Senator Mike Lee, Steve Forbes. I'd already mentioned him. Sorry about that. George Gilder, John Allison, Glenn Beck, John Fund, Steve Moore, of course, Star Parker, Justin Amash, Floyd Brown, Joseph Farrar, lots of big names are going to be at this event and giving speeches. It's plenty of time as far as the 8th through the 11th, and they've got a huge vendor room. So I'm excited to go. Please come out and hang out with me. When you sign up at freedomfest.com, please mark that you heard the ad on the radio. Radio is the term that they're using to describe Free Talk Live. I guess they're not doing any other radio ads. So there you go. And also you can call them on the telephone if you don't have the internet available to you. It's freedomfest.com or 855-850-FREE. It's really close to our number, as a matter of fact. 855-850-FREE for Freedom Fest. Freedomfest.com.
Let's go to Ron. He's in Durham, North Carolina, listening to Talk Radio 850. Hey, Ron.
Hello again, you guys. Interesting show as always. Hey,
thank you. Hey, can you do me a favor? Back off your phone about an inch. I'm sorry, you're a little bit distorty on our side.
Yeah, I'm going to actually pull over here, try to quiet the road noise down to my old 92 GL Metro that I'm driving around.
I don't hear any road noise. It's just coming from you, just kind of blowing the phone out a little bit.
What kind of gas mileage are you getting on that GL Metro?
Well, depends on how I drive it. Depends on if the AC is on. Now that the weather's broke, it's running rich from being choked. But I get between 47 and 50 miles per gallon if I take it easy.
Wow.
You're sounding better now. So go ahead, Ron. What were you calling about tonight?
All right. I don't talk about my Metro. But anyhow, first of all, I wanted to say I listened to you guys on an AM radio station out of Raleigh. And the guy on that comes on before you, Bill LeMay, he's on from 3 until 7. Did you guys ever think about, like, say, calling some of the bigger market stations and trying to, do interviews with the people that are on? Because, I think that, more exposure, you guys could really catch on a whole lot more around here.
So let me explain briefly. When we're on a station, the program director of the station, I always inform them, hey, if you ever want Free Talk Live hosts to come on your local shows to, talk about an issue or something like that, We're always happy to do it. Some stations avail themselves of that. Others don't. And
also, when there's big news items that are New Hampshire-centric or Keene-centric, you tend to send out emails advising your program directors that interviews are available on that subject,
yeah,
right?
So they know. I mean, they know that we're here. They know we're available. I don't have the time in my day to call individually on each host of a local station and pitch my show or myself as a guest to that person. I just rely on the program director to, alert them that we're available if they would like to use us. But what I would suggest to you, Ron, is that if you feel like it would be fun to have, Bill have one of us on or both of us on his show, I might, if I were you, suggest contacting him or his producer and, just making that suggestion and see see what they say.
I call him once in a while. I do talk to him. And I'll definitely do that. I mean, a lot of their topics would, segue right into the things you're talking about, vice versa, But I'll definitely do that for you. Something else I wanted to mention briefly as well, there was a article that I had read about smuggling. It ties into the smuggling as you guys were talking about earlier. With cannabis being legal out in Colorado, along the western border of Kansas, the state police were, petitioning the legislator out there that they're going to need more money because they've diverted a lot of their resources into the interdiction smuggling.
Oh, so now the cops next door to Colorado want a bigger budget because there's supposedly more marijuana coming across the border.
I suppose it makes sense.
Right, yeah.
And a couple of
from their neighboring state, they're talking about less able to enforce other laws, and longer call times and all that kind of stuff.
Right, they're trying to keep everybody safe from the scourge of cannabis that's coming flowing across the border. Rich, what were you going to say there?
I don't remember, but what I want to say now is I wish that somebody would keep us safe from the scourge of government.
Yeah, right?
I agree, man. I agree.
Ron, thanks for sharing that with us tonight, dude. I appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for the call at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Virgil is with us in Ohio via Skype. Hello, Virgil.
What's up, bro?
Good evening, guys. How are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Bishop of Ohio.
Yes, the church is doing very well in Ohio, Rich.
Groovy.
What's this, the Church of the Invisible Hand?
Yeah.
Oh, excellent.
Yes, we have growing membership. We're doing wonderful. I have a quick thing to run by you guys, mostly because I was, for the last couple of days, this has been unfolding as a story. There's a police department here about an hour and a half away from where I live. It's called Lima, Ohio. It's the city of Lima. It's spelled like Lima, Peru, L-I-M-A.
This is where Glee is based, the show.
Yeah, I believe that's the case. It's a really crappy town. You don't really have any reason to go there unless you just want to be depressed. Or I don't know why anyone would go to Lima, Ohio. But
go to the restaurant Breadsticks.
Yeah, right. But last year, there was a big case in Lima about a 19-year-old kid who was basically caught by cops drinking at a party somewhere. And they pretty much, they beat this kid to near death, more or less. Yeah. And then they charged him with a felony for assaulting two of their cops. And
what did he assault him with? His puke?
I don't know.
A lot of times they'll charge you with, assault just for touching a cop. I mean, just because you hear somebody, just because you hear the claim that someone has assaulted a cop doesn't mean that they've actually slugged them or done any real damage.
Right.
Hang on, Virgil. We'll bring it back here for the rest of the story in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back here. We'll take your calls toll free at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio, you've got me, Ian.
Rich Paul.
And Mark.
Rich Paul here, courtesy of his Church of the Invisible Hand. It was just mentioned a moment ago with Virgil. Apparently is one of the what was it, the priest?
Bishop of Ohio.
Bishop out there in Ohio. One can go to Facebook and type in the search bar, Church of the Invisible Hand, and that will pull up your Facebook page, which is right now the premier web presence for it,
Say? Mostly, but there are different ministries of it. There's the 420 Foundation, the Union of Unemployed People, and Motley Anarchism page. Also, if you go to richpaul.freekeen.com, mm-hmm. there's a list and pointers to all of my projects. So you can like them all or like only the ones you like.
And also ways to donate to your efforts as well.
Oh, yes. It's always good to feed an activist.
So that might be the most important URL to give out then. richpaul.freekeen.com will take you right to a page that will link you to all of your projects and donation links.
Yep.
As well as subscriptions as well. You just recently added subscriptions to that page. So if somebody wanted to help you out with $5 a month, that'll help you know, feed you at least once a day right there.
Absolutely.
All right, so our toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, as we continue with Virgil in Ohio. You were calling about some kind of case, and you barely had really a chance to scratch the surface. So someone was charged with assaulting a police officer while they were being arrested for underage drinking at a party. Is that right?
Yeah. Basically, initially they charged this 19-year-old kid. They pretty much beat him to near death. They couldn't even take him to jail. That evening, they took him straight to the hospital. He was in bad, bad shape. They initially charged him with a couple of misdemeanors, but once they found out that he was going to pursue some legal options, they pretty much dropped a felony charge on him immediately.
Oh, wow. That's the safest bet for him is, whoa, right. You're going to believe the word of a person who's charged with a felony?
Yeah. And then to make things worse, they even forced a toxicology analysis of his blood, and then they posted the results on their Facebook page.
Oh, my God.
And on
That's
top
classy.
Of that, I mean,
that
these guys
classy.
Are out of control. They are out completely out of control, and they've been basically deleting any critical comments of users on their Facebook page for the last year. So I want to pick your brains because I drove to Lima today. I attempted to have some interviews with some of the cops, especially the one running the Facebook page, their law director. None of them would want to talk to me. Because to me, this is a clear violation of First Amendment rights, as this is a city-run page and is managed, you know, around the clock by taxpayers-paid employees. What do you guys think about this?
Well, I think you're absolutely right. I think if you put a page up there and you allow public comment, that the government for them to manipulate that comment and silence critics is a violation of the First Amendment, a censorship based on based on the content of speech. And it would be okay for a private company to do this. Okay, private right. company is a completely different thing, but for
as long as they don't business with the government, in my opinion. A private company that has government contracts, I got a different feeling about.
That's a good argument.
But I probably won't have it right now.
So that was my argument, too, from the very beginning. In fact, there is at least one case out of California where someone filed a lawsuit against the San Diego Sheriff's Department for basically the exact same thing. They settled out of court for about $23,000 plus $20 for his own expenses. The $23,000 were attorney fees. So this guy wanted to make it clear that he only wanted $20 out of it. He wasn't in for the money. So the case wasn't really settled after a trial. It was basically settled out of court.
Yeah, as so many are.
So there's no case law established. And these guys are pretty much hardened in their ways. I advised them again today that they're violating people's constitutional rights since this is a government page.
Let me tell you what the Constitution says, citizen. Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, he would have none of it. He said, I don't believe so, and we'll continue to do what we've done for the last year. And honestly,
whoa, you got an official response from some cop telling you we're going to keep
it. I have it on video.
Wow.
I have it on video, yes. And
we don't care what the Constitution says because we have lawyers that are paid with your tax money to fight this, son.
You don't talk like that in Lima, Ohio?
You don't get to decide what the Constitution says.
I think that Lima, Ohio is north of there, bro.
Yeah, that
was in Lima, Kentucky.
Yeah, that's like Boss Hog or whatever.
That would be a northern Midland accent is what they would have in Lima normally.
Go ahead, Virgil.
Yeah, so anyways, my way to corner them, to put them in a corner, in Ohio, government agencies are actually required to store and retain all correspondence with the public. So I basically filed a public records request with them last night, asking for all the deleted comments from Facebook that they have moved.
There's no way they're going to have that information, right?
Of course not. So they kind of put themselves into a corner here. I'm very curious to see how they will turn this over. If they will not, they're in violation of state law. If they will, I'm very curious to see who they have removed comments from and what these comments contain.
How in the world would they know what the comment? They don't have any record. No. It's like, oh, this person Facebook. Said that. Let's get it out of here.
Facebook has them, but the
cops Facebook
don't have
might
them.
Be able to get them. And then
of course, you might be able to subpoena that information from Facebook.
Yeah, they might be able to subpoena it. Yeah,
well, the cops wouldn't bother with that. They're not
right.
The cops aren't going to send a subpoena to Facebook over that.
But if you were engaged in a larger lawsuit, I don't know what the rules are for a subpoena from a third company or from a third party, but Facebook almost certainly has that data.
Well, if there
on
was an
file.
Right, they certainly do. If there was an order from a judge in the middle of a lawsuit, to where, you know, the judge sends an order to Facebook saying we need this information, then they would do it. But you certainly can't expect the police department to independently send
The police department is motivated to do exactly the opposite right. of contact Facebook yes. and get this information.
But it's thousands and thousands of comments. The mother of this kid, Tyler's mother, I met her today and I did an interview with her and him as well. She said she was banned from the very beginning, from the time of his arrest. They blocked her from their Facebook page from commenting.
What a bunch of thugs.
I know. So this is crazy to me. It's such a humorous but also sad story because these cops are pretty much running around both in the physical world and in the digital realm. They're acting as if they are not subject to any rules. And, you know, mostly that's why I called to pick your brains and see if you guys are kind of agreeing with this or am I just stretching, you know, my understanding of the legal world there.
I think you're absolutely right. Cops do walk around and act like they have no rules that apply to them. Yes.
And frequently they are correct in that and frequently they are not. You've got to look at the risk to benefit ratio. You might get a friendly judge. Where New Hampshire is an advantage, is an example of some place where that's happened a couple of times and Free Staters have won sizable judgments. So it does happen, but you have to be in front of the right kind of judge.
And it's less about money for me. It's more about just fixing the wrong. And fortunately, the Southern...
You got a lot of wrongs to fix, my friend.
I know.
Well, you might as well get paid. I mean, look, I know that you're a great activist out there and everything, but you've got them on this one, I think. And if you've got them, then you might as well take some cash for it because, you know, you got to pay the bills.
If you don't want to keep the cash, you can always donate it to the church.
We will do that. Sounds good, Rich.
Yeah, man. Keep us in the loop. Is there an article up or the video up over at your website yet?
It is. Go to truthvoice.com. It's on the very top of the page. You also was posted to CopLock yesterday. And the Lima Police Department actually had to take the page down for about an hour yesterday because they were receiving so many negative comments from CopLockers that they could not keep up with deleting them. So,
oh, wow.
They're going to need to hire some more staff. Now you've given them a reason to expand, Virgil. Nice job.
A reason to expand, but keep in mind, if they could tax us any more without causing a revolt, they'd be doing it already.
I think you should be ashamed of yourself. These people probably have a blister on their delete finger from this. I mean, cops' lives matter, Virgil.
Hey, Virgil, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Truthvoice.com. You get the story there. 855-450-FREE is our number. We'll continue with the dark web here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, business owners. Do you know the three most critical letters in business? CEO? MBA? Nope. Here's a hint. These three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. ROI? The answer is INC, as in incorporation. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-941-1029 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Get the three little letters that can mean the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. For your free guide, call 1-800-941-1029. That's 1-800-941-1029.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're back with more Free Talk Live. Plenty of time for you to dial in. Join us here on the radio waves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, where one of the ways you can support the show is by supporting yourself through buying advertising with Free Talk Live and helping your business, product, or service.
Yeah, if you're going to do that, you need to understand the difference between push advertising and pull advertising. So pull advertising is like Google AdWords, where, you know, a consumer goes out looking for whatever they're looking for, and you try to pull them in with your ad away from all the other people that sell that same thing. Then there's push advertising, where you're pushing your message out to about your great products and all that sort of thing out to people who weren't necessarily thinking about them at that moment. And the intention is to sort of create business in that way. And radio is push advertising, as really broadcast mediums are generally. And in the course of the week, there are probably over a quarter million good folks that listen to Free Talk Live, and they could hear your message.
And James in Arizona.
And yeah. they could hear your message. And we're having a sale right now. It ends at the end of the week. It's for 200 30-second ads for $1,997. That's 230 second ads for $1,997. That's like 10 bucks an ad. All you have to do is contact me, mark@freetalklive.com. I'll get it reserved for you. Yes, we can do it in the course of a conversation. So it's mark@freetalklive.com.
All right, we were talking earlier in the hour about the darknet, the underground marketplaces that exist in the darknet. There's a lot in the darknet, and underground drug marketplaces are one of those things. We were talking about somebody who's an alleged dealer on the darknet who's now been arrested, and some of the mistakes that this person made, namely the fact that they were checking the United States Postal Service website, their tracking tool, from their own home IP address, and further, they used their own email address to sign up for tracking updates. So that's,
kids, don't try this at home.
Yeah, that's what led the police to this person. Or I guess what led them to this person was they found the package in the first place, which contained methylone, which is a synthetic stimulant allegedly similar to MDMA. And then they looked into it further and found his IP address checking on the package. According to a USPS representative spoken to by Vice.com's author here, packages are only opened after a warrant has been issued unless they are ticking, leaking a hazardous substance, or have a strong odor. This suggests that Bates's package either had bad stealth, which is slang for camouflaging the package's illicit contents, or that Bates was already known to investigators. In short, bad OPSEC, or Operations Security. Stephen Dowd, a USPS investigator, took up the case and organized a trash pull at Bates's house, essentially going through his garbage, and found the familiar trappings of drug trafficking: cut-off tops of plastic baggies, a box for a digital desktop scale, receipts of Western Union wire transfers to China and Hong Kong, and empty Chinese parcels that were addressed to Bates. A few weeks after the trash pull, Bates began using a friend named Julia Carosi as an intermediary, whom Bates paid in gas money and gift cards to, quote, avoid arousing suspicion, unquote. The packages were addressed to Carlozzi, and she then handed them to Bates once she received them. According to the memorandum, Carlozzi was under the impression that Bates was ordering weightlifting supplements that were not yet approved by the FDA and had no further involvement with respect to the drugs.
Hmm.
After Dowd, the investigator, determined that the packages addressed to Carlozzi were actually ordered by Bates, it's not clear how exactly from the filing. A USPS sniffer dog named Lucky indicated that a package addressed to Carlozzi either contained or was in close proximity to drugs. Dowd arranged for a controlled delivery. After Lucky alerted, Inspector Dow drove the packages back to Rockland, donned a letter carrier's uniform, and attempted a controlled delivery to Carlozzi's home.
I wonder if that's legal, donning unless you're a mailman, if you can wear a mailman's uniform. I would imagine it's illegal for everybody.
He's a postal postmaster.
He's a postal inspector. Okay. This is a postal cop.
Okay.
So I suspect it is fully legal for him to dress as a postal worker.
He is a postal worker.
Right.
Employer is the United States Post Office.
All right, I'm getting it now.
So he goes to Carlozzi's home to attempt the controlled delivery, but, says the memorandum, there was no answer. Dowd left a package slip and returned the parcels to the Rockland Post Office. After Carlozzi picked up the packages, police witnessed a handoff to Bates in a Rite Aid parking lot. When more packages for Carlozzi arrived days later, Dowd intercepted them and asked USPS employees not to enter an arrival scan. Instead, he took them and once again had Lucky sniff them. The dog barked. Dowd then obtained a warrant.
Does it seem strange to you that they've got a dog that alerts on methylone? I mean, this seems like a pretty I would think that this would be a pretty minor thing to train a dog for. Can you only train it for one type of drug?
I would imagine that dogs could be trained to pursue multiple kinds of drugs, but that's actually an excellent question.
Yeah. I don't have an answer for you. If you have an answer, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Dowd then obtained a warrant and organized another controlled delivery to Carlozzi. A fake entry scan for the parcel was made 24 hours after it was expected, a late delivery. Ignoring possible red flags thrown up by a delayed delivery, Carlozzi showed up and received the package. Bates was arrested during the handoff. During the court proceedings, Bates moved to have the contents of the parcels inspected by the USPS officials suppressed. His argument was that his expectation of privacy was violated by inspectors because the packages addressed to Carlozzi were sniffed without a warrant. The motion was denied because he effectively relinquished control of the packages to Carlozzi, who in turn did not have her own expectation of privacy since she was merely a bailee with no control over access to the package. All of this illustrates how, on the dark web, paranoia reigns to the point that truth may seem like fiction, but sometimes the truth is far more thrilling. So here you do have a case with somebody who was allegedly operating on the darknet. Now, the thing they're not revealing here in this motherboard article over advice.com is how they knew this guy was a dark web drug dealer. So all we've got here so far is that he had ordered a supply from Hong Kong and was busted. You know, they looked through his trash and they found some what could be related to selling of drugs kind of paraphernalia, like, you know, baggies and a box for a scale. So in theory,
but if he's got baggies, then he's probably not. He may well not be selling it over the dark web. If he is reselling it, that sounds like it might be, because they talked about cutting off the tops of baggies, which doesn't sound like a very professional pack job. It sounds like something a street level dealer might do.
Yeah, it could be, unless we're talking about him like vacuum sealing things and then cutting off the tops of the vacuum-sealed packages? I'm not really sure about that.
Yeah, it's hard to say.
It'd be interesting to get more information on the case and, you know, exactly what makes them suspect this guy was a dark web drug dealer. So what we do know is he was ordering supply of methadone from Hong Kong, and that probably means he was dealing it, because unless he was just constantly dosing on this himself, odds are good he was reselling. But I don't really consider this to be an example of somebody getting popped on the dark web. He was doing money order transfers to, or not money order, but MoneyGram, Western Union transfers to whoever it was in China that was selling him these products. So he wasn't using the dark web to buy these products.
Yeah, I mean, how does this qualify as dark web at all?
It may well be that he was using dark web to place the orders, but that it wasn't a Bitcoin site. Is all dark web by definition Bitcoin?
No, but the dark web markets tend to be Bitcoin. So
if you're not, he didn't use a VPN, which says to me that he's not spending. He's not even on tour at that point, right?
He didn't use a VPN when he contacted the post office. He may well have used VPN and Tor and everything else when he contacted the seller.
This guy thought he had some kind of a Harry Potter magic cloak of invisibility or something, because he didn't use any standard practices to protect himself.
Well, he wasn't expecting it to be considered a suspicious act to check the package, because he didn't think anybody knew what was in the package.
Agreed.
So, you know, the
still sloppy
real issue. Well, it's sloppy. I gotta say, I don't know what I didn't deal in that sort of thing, but methadone would not be something that I would expect to be sniffed out. I'm with Mark on that. It strikes me as very strange, and it probably isn't something I would have protected against a great deal. Although, you know, I doubt I would have gone to the U.S. Post Office site. That's
true. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts here. Bring up anything. Jess is on the line in Elgin, Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live listening to WRMN.
Thanks. So I heard a guy on a talk show the other day. He seemed knowledgeable about dogs. He was saying that they're not cross-trained, so there's cadaver-sniffing dogs. And basically sounds like they're trained to do one specific thing, so they don't get maybe too confused or something.
Right, they're generally not cross-trained as far as the body dogs cannot be drug dogs, but drug dogs, I suspect, can sniff out more than one kind of drug. I don't know if you have more to say, Jess. You're welcome to stand by if you do. If not, thank you for the call. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. More on the way here. The solar roadways. Somebody actually installed them. We'll tell you about it coming up on Free Talk Live.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dismiss punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
Indefinite extension of the human lifespan is coming. But is it coming soon enough for you and me? That's the $80,000 question. I say $80,000 because that's what it costs to have your head cryonically frozen by Alcor. I've committed to do it. I got a life insurance policy, and I made them the beneficiaries. Bam! My best shot at living forever. Interested? Contact them at alcor.org. ALCOR.ORG. Mention my name, and I get a free year of membership.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the BrightsideBen team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's BrightsideBen.com.